Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, can you please tell us what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no? And can you please tell us what is your race or ethnicity?
African American.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered? And as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm certainly going to vote.
Okay. And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
In person on election day.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November general election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you're not at all motivated, 5 somewhat motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. Okay. And now we'd like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neutral or somewhat favorable. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you have never heard of the person, just let me know, okay? The first one is Emmanuel Remy. From 0 to 10, how will you rate him?
Sorry, I'm not familiar with that name.
You don't recognize the name, okay? The next one is Nick Bankston. Do you recognize the name?
No, are these people we're voting for? Because I'm mainly there for the issues.
Okay. What about Adrian Hood? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Joseph Motil?
No.
The Columbus City Council, in general, how would you rate them from 0 to 10?
I guess 5.
5, okay. Nancy Deyakawer, do you recognize the name?
No.
Luis Gil?
No.
Andrew Ginter?
Oh, yeah.
From 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
5.
5. And the last two? Shannon Hardin. Do you recognize the name? Shannon Hardin?
No.
And the last one, Farham Jetty. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We are 75%. Thank you so much for your time. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one, I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Or, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. The first one or the second one?
The first one.
And if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginter or Joseph Motil?
I'm assuming Mulder's the Republican, correct?
If you don't recognize the name, it's not a problem. But if the elections were held today, would you be voting for Andrew Ginter or Joseph Mosley, based on what you know about those two candidates?
I don't care for either one of them, so let's put it that way. But I'd go Democrats out there.
Okay. But if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farham Jetty?
You gave me those names before, and I don't recognize them. I'd have to research, so I can't answer.
Okay. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Deyakawer or Luis Gil?
Same as the previous response.
Undecided, okay. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Undecided.
Okay. And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School district for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimated will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
No.
And the last few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I vote Democrat, but yeah.
But do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Not very strong.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Yep.
Married?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18, yes or no?
No.
And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Biden, unfortunately.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
70.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye.